Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And my name is Elsie. Joe, are you a celebrity?
Am I a celebrity? Let's see. No, I don't think so. You know, I walk down the street. Nobody's like, oh my God, it's Joe. No, nobody says that. I just walk through. Mm-hmm. I'm anonymous. Anonymous, mm-hmm. That's a big word. It just means nobody knows who you are. So no, I'm not a celebrity. What about you, though? Do people recognize you?
No, I'm not a celebrity.
Nobody's
either.
Like, oh my God, it's Elsie. Can I have your autograph?
I hope so, but no.
Okay.
So what kind of people can be celebrities?
Oh, well, like singers, mm-hmm. actors, actresses, writers.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Too many to count.
Yeah, there's lots of people that can be famous, well-known celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And in the world of sports as well, we have celebrities, athletes, you know, baseball players, basketball players, football players, soccer players. Those are some of the most famous people in the world.
Mm-hmm. You are right. There are so many players that have become celebrities afterwards. Who is your favorite player or celebrity in the world of sports?
Well, my favorite, I'm Canadian, so I have to pick a hockey player. Mm-hmm. His name was Wayne Gretzky. He was the best scorer in the history of the game. Today, though, we're going to be talking about a different kind of sports mm-hmm. celebrity. Our article is about a guy named Craig Sager. So let's go ahead and get to our article right now.
Reading. Craig Sager's amazing career. The world of sports has many personalities. A majority of them are players and coaches, but some are reporters, such as Craig Sager. Sager started working as a sports reporter in 1971, when he was only 20 years old. Although he was new to the job, he luckily got the opportunity to interview the MLB legend, Hank Aaron, after he hit his record-breaking 715th home run. Sager is best known as a sideline reporter for NBA games, a job he's held for 20 years. He chats with players and coaches during game breaks. Sager is easily recognized for the brightly colored and even ugly suits he wears while working. This has led to many funny interviews. For example, Sager once interviewed the star player, Kevin Garnett, who told him to burn all of his clothes. In 2014, Sager was diagnosed with leukemia, a type of cancer. People throughout the sports world showed their support for Sager by wearing unusual suits of their own. After dozens of treatments, his condition had improved, and things were looking up.
Today's article starts off by saying the world of sports has many personalities. Now, your personality is just like the way that you act towards other people. Some people have a very lively and energetic personality, or some people might be kind of, you know, more quiet or subdued, laid back, we might say. In this case, we're talking about personalities in the world of sports. So mm-hmm. people who are well known for being a certain way. Certain athletes mm-hmm. or people in the world of sports are known for different things and for different personalities.
一般呢，我们学到 personality 这个字啊，是个性、性格的意思。但在今天文章的第一句当中， personality 代表的是名人，也就是 celebrity 这个字的意思咯。So yeah, there are a lot of well-known players and coaches in the world of sports.
That's right. That's why the next sentence says a majority of them are players and coaches.But some are reporters, such as Craig Sager. So we say a majority of them are players and coaches. That just means most of them. The largest percentage or the largest number of them are players and coaches.
Coaches.
Players would probably be first, coaches second, but we also have famous reporters like Craig Sager.
So majority, 大多数大部分。For example, a majority of the students in this school are females. 那么少部分的呢我们就会说 minority. So the minority in this school I was talking about are males.
That's right, that means the lower amount.
Minority also refers to people that are different from the larger group in a country, 也就是少数族群的意思。Okay, let's go back to our article. So who is this Craig Sager?
Let's learn some more about him right now. It says, Sager started working as a sports reporter in 1971, so very long time ago, when he was only 20 years old. So he got started when he was...Quite young, actually.
To work us, 后面加上职位的名称，代表是从事某工作的意思。Sager worked as a sports reporter, which means he made a living by being a sports reporter. When did he start his career as a sports reporter? In 1971, and at that time, he was 20 years old.
So that's quite young to be working as a reporter.
Yeah.
You know, most people...At age 20, they might still be in university.
Or playing around.
Or just messing around, you know, traveling, doing your thing. But he was already getting to start on his career.
Right.
It says, although he was new to the job, he luckily got the opportunity to interview the MLB legend Hank Aaron after he hit his record-breaking 715th home run.
Wow.
So if you're a reporter, one of the big parts of your job is to do interviews.
Right.
That just means you go and you talk to somebody. You ask them questions. You hold your microphone just like this, and they answer those questions. You have a conversation, and you get information from it. His interview was with Hank Aaron, and he was a legend in MLB, Major League Baseball in the United States. A legend, in this case, is somebody who is famous, well-known for doing something. He was a legend in baseball because he hit a lot of home runs. In fact, before his record was broken, he was the home run king of baseball.
Home run king.
And he hit his 715th home run. That was the record-breaking home run. And there was young Craig Sager there on the spot to interview him. So that's a big break for a young reporter.
So Craig Sager was very lucky. What a great chance he had.The MLB 传奇人物 Hank Aaron 在打出 record-breaking 破纪录的第715次 home run 全垒打之后呢，接受了 Sager 的采访。文章当中呢，看到的 MLB refers to Major League Baseball， 美国职业棒球大联盟。Now 陈伟英。不知道同学们知不知道他 One of the most famous baseball players from Taiwan is in the MLB. He's a pitcher.
That's right. He plays for Miami, I believe. I always see his games on TV. Now, Sager is best known as a sideline reporter for NBA games, a job he's held for 20 years. If you're a sideline reporter at the games, that just means you're standing at the side of the field, or in this case...the basketball court, and you're doing interviews with, like, the coaches during the game.
Wow.
Saying, oh, you guys are losing right now. How are you going to turn things around and win the game? Or what do you have to do to make things better? How do you improve? That sort of thing. So that's what a sideline reporter does. They're not describing the action in the game or anything like that. They're just doing these little assignments here and there during the game.
Wow, so he went on to be a sideline reporter for NBA games and has had the job for 20 years. A sideline reporter, 边线记者，能在场上给观众或听众第一线的赛事报道。Sager is best known as a sideline reporter to be known as, 后面加一个名词，代表的是以某身份而闻名。
So what does a sideline reporter do? Well, it says he chats with players and coaches during the game break. So game break is when the game stops, the whistle blows. Maybe there's going to be a commercial on TV or something, and they have a chat. When you chat, it's more informal. It's just kind of relaxed. So he just kind of asks them questions about the game. What's going on? What's happening?
And by chatting, you can get more information.
Yes,
right?
You get inside information.
So he was really smart. By chatting with them, he can get a lot of inside information. Chat, 聊天, to chat with somebody, 跟某人聊天. Do you like to chat with friends?
Of course, I love to chat with my friends. You know, you sit down, you relax, and you talk about your lives.
Yeah.
Sager, of course, he's talking about the game and what's going on. That's what he's chatting about. Now, Sager is easily recognized for the brightly colored and even ugly suits he wears while working. If you're recognized for something, it means that people know you because you do or wear or appear a certain way. If you wear a certain thing, he wears these suits that you can instantly recognize because they're very, very
bright.
We'll say unique. Yes.
Yeah, special.
They're special suits. They're not something you would normally see.
Like black and white.
It's not like black and white. No, these are very, as you said, colorful.
Yeah. So to recognize somebody, 认出某人, Sager is easily recognized. Sager 很容易被认出来。文章这里呢用到了被动态 is recognized. Why was he easily recognized? Because he wears suits that have bright colors and are very ugly when he's at work. Be recognized for...后面会加上被认出的原因是什么？这边就是 Sager 穿的亮色而且非常丑的西装。
Now this has led to many funny interviews. So remember, interviews is when you're just talking to somebody, asking them questions. For example, Sager once interviewed the star player Kevin Garnett, who told him to burn all his clothes. So yeah, Kevin Garnett, you know, he's a big famous basketball player. He was like...Man, what are you wearing? You gotta burn all your clothes. Kevin Garnett, he's very stylish. You know, he wears very nice, classic suits.
No wonder.
And he was looking at Sager and saying, man, you've got to just burn your clothes, go buy something new, something better.
So interview 采访访问文章中呢当的是名词来使用哦这个字还可以当动词 to interview somebody 采访访问某人那去采访的人我们说采访者英文是 interviewer 那如果是被采访的人受访者那就是 interviewee So the way he dresses has led to his better career a bit right?Has led to 已经导致造成现在完成式 has 加动词的 lead 第三态 led L-E-D.
Now in 2014, Sager was diagnosed with leukemia, which is a type of cancer. Yes, if you're diagnosed with something, it just means the doctor tells you that you have a certain disease or condition.
Diagnose, 诊断 To be diagnosed with 后面加疾病的名称被诊断出来患有某疾病 Sager was diagnosed with leukemia 白血病是癌症的一种
Now people throughout the sports world showed their support for Sager by wearing unusual suits of their own Here we see people throughout the sports world Throughout here meansall around this area or this sort of culture, the sports world, people who are sports fans, they all started putting on these suits that were similar to the kind of ugly or colorful one that Sager was wearing. It's like they were saying, hey, Sager, we're with you,
yeah,
we stand by you, we support you.
Right. Throughout, 遍及遍及体育界的人呢都穿上自己奇怪的西装来对他表示支持。So something of one's own, 也就是自己的意思。When I was in senior high school, I wanted to have a computer of my own. 我想要自己的。
Yes, of your own, something that's just for you. So people were showing him a lot of support. He had the whole sports world behind him. And after dozens of treatments, his condition had improved and things were looking up. If things are looking up, it doesn't mean literally like, hey, look up there. No, it just means that things are getting better. Yes, and to things are looking up, that's our shortcut for you for today. So let's take a closer look at this phrase right now.
Shortcut for you.
Okay, are you all ready to go?
Yeah, I just hate going out when it's raining, though.
Well, I think the rain is supposed to stop soon. Then things will be looking up.
Look where? I don't have to look up at the clouds to know how bad the weather is.
I'm not talking about actually looking at something.If a situation is looking up, that means it's getting better.
Okay, so when things look up, that means 情势好转改善。
You got it! So I'm sure the sun will come out soon.
Well, then things won't be looking up at all.
What do you mean? I thought you didn't want to go out if it was raining. Yeah, but it's too hard. Then it's worse.
Yeah, hard one to please.
另外回到文章 ,a dozen, 一打十二个复数 dozens, 后面加了 of, 再加一个复数名词 dozens of, 也就是 a lot of 的意思许多。
So, Sager was getting treatment for his leukemia. He had a lot of support behind him and things were looking up. Things were hopefully going to improve. We're going to have to wait to find out, what the outcome was for Mr. Sager, one of the most famous sports reporters in the world. We're almost out of time today. Before we leave you, though, let's go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, today on the chat question, we're going to sort of play reporter here,、mm-hmm. just like、Mr. Sager. It says, what question would you like to ask if you could interview a famous person?
No matter who I interview, as long as the person's famous,、mm-hmm. I would like to ask some private questions.
Private questions.
Personal questions.
Okay.
Such as, do you brush your teeth and take a shower or bath every day? What time do you go to bed?How many girlfriends or boyfriends do you have? I can be really nosy.
Wow, okay. So what do you think they would be offended by that? Like, do you shower every day? What do you think? I shower every day.
Maybe his mind or her mind was actually not.
Actually, no. I don't have time. I'm too busy for that. I have my assistant does that for me.
What about you?
Well, I've interviewed some kind of famous people before.
Really?
Yeah, I've interviewed, I interview bands sometimes、mm-hmm. in some of my other work. I interviewed a band called Oasis before, so I got to sit down with them. And then when I sat down with them, you know, I thought, okay, I'm going to ask these really tough questions.、
Mm-hmm.
And then I sat down with them and I was kind of like, what's your favorite band? I started off kind of shaky because I was nervous.
Was that a tough question?
No. It was not a tough question at all. It was a very soft question. I was like,
you were kind of nervous?
I was a little bit nervous.
Okay.
Once we got going, I was better. I started to ask more tough questions.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, celebrities...They're very good at answering tough questions.
Right.
They answer them every day.
They seem to have...
It's like they
like
have notes.
Script,
well,、
right?
they have coaches. They have media coaches and people telling them. It takes somebody good like Nate Sager to get the answers everybody wants.、
Mm-hmm.
Well, that brings us to the end of the program today. Until the next edition of English for You, I'm Joe.
And I'm Elsie.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Craig Sager's amazing career.The world of sports has many personalities. A majority of them are players and coaches, but some are reporters, such as Craig Sager. Sager started working as a sports reporter in 1971, when he was only 20 years old. Although he was new to the job, he luckily got the opportunity to interview the MLB legend, Hank Aaron.After he hit his record-breaking 715th home run. Sager is best known as a sideline reporter for NBA games, a job he's held for 20 years. He chats with players and coaches during game breaks. Sager is easily recognized for the brightly colored and even ugly suits he wears while working.This has led to many funny interviews. For example, Sager once interviewed the star player, Kevin Garnett, who told him to burn all of his clothes. In 2014, Sager was diagnosed with leukemia, a type of cancer. People throughout the sports world showed their support for Sager by wearing unusual suits of their own.After dozens of treatments, his condition had improved, and things were looking up.
Vocabulary Review. Majority. The new law passed because the majority of the country's people support it.Interview. Jeremy Lin was one of the most popular basketball players. So many reporters wanted to interview him. The singer did an interview with the popular magazine. Chat. Johnson met his old friend on the street, and they chatted for a while. Recognize. I didn't recognize Elsa at first because I hadn't seen her in years. Throughout. Workers throughout the company were happy when the mean manager left.